Your North Iowa News continues on KCHA. 6 months after he failed to appear in court on drug charges from May of 2023, a Northeast Iowa man was arrested Friday and picked up two new drug charges. Olwine police arrested 56-year-old Brian Burr of Olwine Friday afternoon on a Fayette County warrant for failure to appear in Fayette County District Court in July of 2025 on original charges of controlled substance violation, a Class C felony, plus gathering where controlled substances are used, and two counts of possession of controlled substance, third or subsequent offense, all Class D felonies, as well as one count of unlawful possession of a prescription drug, a serious misdemeanor. All charges stem from his arrest in a drug raid in Olwine in May of 2023. When Burr was taken into custody last week, he was charged with two new counts of Class D felony drug possession, plus possession of drug paraphernalia and providing false identification to a peace officer, both simple misdemeanors. According to criminal complaints, an officer spotted Burr Friday walking in the 600 block of 3rd Street Southwest in Olwine, but Burr changed direction, concealed his face, and attempted to avoid contact by turning down an alley and later cutting through a backyard. When the officer was able to confront Burr identified himself as Ryan Bard, but a check returned negative for that name in Iowa. As Burr was placed under arrest, marijuana smoking devices, and a baggie containing meth were found on his person. Court documents show Burr was one of three people charged in a May 1, 2023 drug bust in Olwine, in which meth, marijuana, and various prescription drugs without labels and proper containers were recovered. 47-year-old Joshua Aylitz and 25-year-old Cassidy Towell, also both of Olwine, were convicted on drug possession charges in March and April 2024, respectively. Court records also show that both Aylitz and Towell were arrested on drug possession charges in December 2024 and were convicted in February and September 2025, respectively. A Northeast Iowa man and woman are facing drug possession and child endangerment charges following their arrests late last week. Olwine police arrested 42-year-old Crystal Harkrader and 53-year-old Emmanuel Receiver III, both of Olwine, around 9 p.m. Friday night. Both were wanted on Fayette County warrants for the original charges of keeping a vehicle or premises for controlled substance purposes and child endangerment, both aggravated misdemeanors. According to criminal complaints filed January 4th, OPD executed a search warrant in the 300 block of 7th Avenue Southwest in Olwine shortly before 7 p.m. on December 30th. Numerous items related to the use, consumption, possession, and distribution of controlled substances were allegedly located in the upstairs bedrooms of juvenile children and one adult child, with OPD saying Harkrader and Receiver both admitted knowledge of those items being in the residence. OPD also noted there were four other infant children in the residence who had access to those dangerous items, making it an unsafe place for those juveniles. No court proceedings are currently scheduled for either Harkrader or Receiver in Fayette County District Court. Floyd County Medical Center's Ostomy Support Group recently celebrated its 10th anniversary in December. The support group is run by Lynn Wilkins, a nurse specialized in the acute and rehabilitative care of individuals with wound, ostomy, and continence needs. The group is one of three of its kind in the state and the only one in northern Iowa, according to the United Ostomy Association of America. Despite setbacks during the COVID-19 pandemic and occasional inclement weather, the group has met consistently once a month for a decade to encourage and assist others through the ups and downs of living with an ostomy. Wilkins says, "I can't believe that we have been going for 10 years now. I love seeing the joy on people's faces when they meet others going through the same challenges as them and understand what it's like personally. More people live with ostomies than we realize, so I would love for awareness to grow about our support group here in Charles City." Barb Ball, wound and ostomy director at FCMC, has seen the support group flourish thanks to Wilkins' passion and leadership, noting, "Lynn has created an environment where people experiencing this life-changing situation can gather to encourage one another in both their medical journey and in their lives." Wilkins, who will celebrate her 20th year as a WOC nurse this spring, said she plans to continue the support group with no end in sight. To learn more about the Ostomy Support Group or FCMC's Wound and Ostomy Services, call FCMC or visit fcmc.us.com. Tonight on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, it's a Charles City Girls Boys Basketball doubleheader. The Comets hosting Hampton Dumont Cal. Girls game first at 6, boys to follow. And tonight on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State men's basketball at Kansas. Pregame at 7 and the tip-off at 8. I'm Mark Pitts reporting that your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.